Oh, hello, everybody. Hi. We are live. Hello and welcome to In Between Appointments. Hello. We're genuinely in between appointments here in the Feathers and Florence studio. I'm allowed half an hour and half an hour only in the studio. Otherwise, I mess things up. So before the next brilliant bride comes into the studio, just about 4 o'clock, we have half an hour. I'm allowed half an hour to do my own thing on the internet, which, would you believe, that was a thing. So I always try and ask questions to somebody more brilliant than I am in the wedding industry. And this week I have great pleasure in talking to Abby from Orange Ivy Photography. Good afternoon.
Hello. Thank you. Hello. For
having me. Hey, no problem at all. No problem at all. It's great. And do you know what? I'm going to dive straight in, Abby, first of all. I want to know who you are, where you're from, where are you now, and what do you do?
Okay, so I am Abby. I am from a little village called Bontley Sands I grew up in, just 10 minutes away from Lancaster. And I live in Carnforth now, which is 5 minutes away from that. So I've not travelled very far.
No, you don't travel far. That's where you like, that's where you live. And oh, it's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's 30 minutes away from the Lake District, so it's perfect for me. 30 minutes away from Windermere. Although I was having this conversation with a couple yesterday at a wedding, and I said, I'm 30 minutes away from the Lake District, from Windermere, but actually it took me an hour and a half to get to where they were. And it just shows how massive the Lake District is, that massive place that we work in. But yeah, I'm a photographer. I'm a wedding photographer. I do some lifestyle photography as well, but it's mostly weddings. I have been doing it seriously now for about a year. And I did photography before that, but never really took the wedding industry serious. I was always a little bit scared of it and a little bit scared to jump in and go for it. And then, I don't know, I just saw a bit of a window this time last year and thought, you know what, I could do this. So I had a rebrand, changed my name, changed the whole look of my business and started to take it seriously as a business. And then here I am a year later.
So go on, take us back then. Is it something you always had that skill to see something? Because it's not just about clicking a button. It's about angles and where sunlight is and all of that sort of stuff. Have you always had that skill from when you first started? Were you always thinking, oh, eventually I'm going to end up in this creative profession?
I've always been creative. Like my parents will tell you, as a kid, I just used to want to draw and colour and stick and cut. And I wanted to do all of that all the time. And my mum always says the only bit of homework that I would actually do was my art homework. So I used to love being creative. And then it was my friend, actually, taking it right back to when I was a teenager. My friend... she had an iPhone and she kept taking photos of things, and I was like, that looks really good, like how did you do that? So then I got a little bit into it, and we used to like go on walks and take photos of really pointless stuff. Like we'd take photos of just a flower in somebody's garden, and then we'd go and we lived near Morecambe Bay Beach, and there's a beach in Bontley Sands, so we used to wander down to there, go and take photos of the sunset and the wavy grass and all really pointless stuff, but we were just playing around. And then I got really into it, and I asked for a camera for my birthday, and it was one of those like really cheap little digital ones where it goes and the lens. But I had that for a little while, and then I was still into it after a couple of years. So I then asked my parents for a proper camera, and I started off with like a Canon 700D or something like that. Carried on with it, and I don't know, I went to college with it, because when I finished school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew that I was staying with this and I really enjoyed it. So I went and studied photography at college, and then when I left there, I really enjoyed that, but when I left there, just wasn't quite brave enough to go for it. So I went and worked in a school. I still work with children now part-time. so I still enjoy that. But I just got bored doing just schoolwork, and I missed that creativity because I wasn't doing it anymore. I was just like, I wanted to be creating stuff. I wanted to be dreaming up things, and you know, so yeah, I started getting back into it a little bit, and then that led me to doing lifestyle shoots and family shoots, that sort of thing. And then to last year when I was like, you know what, let's do it.
So have you always been, you say you've always been creative. Where does that creativity come from? Is it from your parents, or have you just kind of, you know, I don't know, through friends or through environment? Where's that creativity come from? I'm interested in that.
My parents say that it comes from my granddad, who is no longer with us. He died about 12 years ago now. Mm-hmm. They say it came from him. He was into photography. He used to work in a camera shop in Lancaster.
Okay.
And he had a bit of an eye for stuff like that. Whereas, like, my parents aren't very creative. They won't mind me saying. My dad works in the construction industry, and my mum's a school receptionist. So, you know, they've always had quite standard jobs, not creative at all. But then my brother is quite creative as well. He is an engineer, and I know there's a lot of creativity goes into that. And he has big, wild and wacky ideas, my brother. So we've both sort of got a little bit of it. And they always say it came from my granddad.
Very good. I mean, I'm going to go back to one of your other points about that maybe hesitancy of entering into the wedding market, because I see your stuff now and it's so good. It's like you've never not been in the industry. So I suppose talk to us about that hesitancy of because your stuff is so good. It's good at lifestyle stuff. It's good at wedding stuff. So why that hesitancy? What was it about the industry? Thought, actually, maybe I'm not quite ready for it. And now all of a sudden you are.
Well, thank you. That was very nice. I think it was more the business side of it that scared me. I think the creativity I could do, but there was a lot of pressure with weddings. You know, if you're still experimenting a little bit and you miss something, that's it gone. That's the one time you can capture it. So I think that pressure scared me a lot at first. And then the whole running of the business, like dealing with clients. I remember, like now I'm so excited when I get an email or an inquiry off a client. But at first, I just used to get so scared. Like, I used to see an email come in and my heart used to go like this. And I used to think, oh, what are they saying? How do I reply to it? And like, I was thinking, what if it's an issue? How do I deal with that? And I'd never experienced that before. So that was really scary. I think it was probably more the business side. But then a little shout out to Bridget Ibbotson, because Bridget Ibbotson Photography, she helped me massively and still is helping me. Brilliant. So I went and second shot with her on a wedding, and then I've been accompanying her on weddings ever since. And just watching her run a wedding day, we were having this conversation yesterday because I was with her yesterday, watching her manage a wedding day and talk to the couple and manage groups and how she goes about managing it all, that just helped me massively. Like, I've learned practically from watching her. And after doing a few, like, I've done something like 15 weddings with her now, but after doing a few weddings with her, it felt easier. It felt like I was all right on my own. I've got this. I've got the experience. I can do this. And so now, like, I feel so much more confident.
Love that. What's your favorite thing then about why weddings, and what really gets you going about weddings? You know, because you could with your talent you could do anything. So why weddings?
So I think I realized this a little while ago at a wedding. I was sat there on my break having my meal, and I was just looking, there was like guests coming in and out and chatting, and the bride and groom would come in and out. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this couple, this is the most special, like one of the most special days of their entire life. And I'm here getting to watch it all and be part of it all. And I think it just made me feel so privileged getting to be a part of that. And I don't know, it's just this, every wedding is different and every couple is different. And every single time that they say their vows and they have their first kiss, I get goosebumps every time. And I well up at the song when they walk in, and I well up at the speeches. And I think I've always been quite a romantic. I met my husband when I was 14, and we've been together ever since. And I'm definitely the romantic one. So I think I've always loved romance and the idea of love and love stories. Yeah. And yeah, I really, really enjoy getting to know each and everyone, each and every love story as I go. It's so special, and everyone's so different, like I say.
Brilliant. Let's go with some top tips then. There'll be couples watching this, whether it's live now on Facebook or LinkedIn, or they'll be watching on catch up or some of the clips that we do, and they won't know where to start with their photography. They'll be, you know, weighing it up. So give us some kind of Abby top tips about photography on their wedding day that you've seen so far in the industry.
Yeah. So it's so important that you find somebody with your style, with a style that you like. So go through their Instagram, their website, everything like that. Make sure that that is the style that you love. And then if you inquire with them, have a chat with them. That might just be through emails. Mm-hmm. It might be through a Zoom call. It might be through a coffee. Photographers will probably send you over a brochure as well. That'll tell you. I know in my brochure, I tell couples how I work and what I do in the wedding day, and a little bit about me as well. And that will then tell you if I'm your type of person.
Yeah, of course.
Because, like, I'm there the full day. You need to get along with me. Yeah. You need to be a good match. And I think social media is a massive part of that, because then if they're following me, they'll see my stories, like, before I posted about how I've found yet another grey hair, you know, like just little tiny things that you get to know me as a person, and then they feel familiar with me, and then they feel comfortable having me there on that special day. So the massive thing is make sure that person is your type of person, and then make sure it's your style. There's so many different styles out there as well. And, like, I get a lot of work off recommendations too. So, you know, if you've had friends and then they might recommend a photographer, make sure they're your style, not just that couple's style. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, talking about styles, can you put into words what your style is for people who are hurriedly probably going to be searching you on social media now? But can you describe it, because there are so many different varied styles?
Yeah definitely. So I am quite I've got quite a romantic style, like we were saying before. I am quite, I always describe it as warm-hearted. So like warm-hearted, atmospheric. I like a bit of moody light. I like a bit of window light. I'm not bright and airy. But then that fluctuates as well due to, like, weather. So if you get married in the winter, I'm going to be darker, because every photographer is. If you get married in the middle of summer, it's going to be brighter. So that is something that factors in. But my style is, like, warm, romantic and atmospheric, I would say.
All right. And then does that, in terms of places that you've shot already, or I'll tell you what, let's go with places that you want to shoot. You know, the people watching this and going, oh, yeah, we're having our wedding. It's 2024 and we're getting married in X place. Where is that dream place for you? You think, oh, I really, really want to do a shoot there.
Yeah, there are so many places.
All right, okay, fair enough. Well, let's list them off then.
There are so many places I'd love to go. I would love to shoot in Italy. Absolutely love that. Would be the dream if I could shoot a Tuscan wedding. Oh my gosh, that would be absolutely amazing. Or Rome. We went to Rome for our honeymoon. I love it there. That would be incredible. But in terms of, like, closer to home, I've been second shooting at a couple of venues at a couple of weddings at Low Hall now, Low Hall the Lakes. So to book my own wedding at Lowhall would be amazing. I've not shot one of my own weddings there yet. I do really love that place. There's so many. There's so many that I can think of that not particular ones are coming to my head. But I'm going to one actually next week called Le Petit Chateau.
And where's that? Yeah, very good French there. Very good French.
Le Petit Chateau.
where's that?
That's over in Northumberland Way. So that I'm really excited about because that's a lovely little... I've got quite a boho style and it's a lovely little chateau house type building. Really, really quirky and really individual. Perfect for a boho-y wedding. It looks really lovely. So I'm excited about shooting there.
I'm assuming then that you're getting quite booked up for next year already then. And people watching this going, oh, crumbs, we're getting married in, I don't know, April next year. Have we left it too late? What would you say to that? What's your next year look like?
It's getting that way now, actually, which I'm so excited about. I've got about 16 weddings booked in next year now, which... in the grand scheme of things, thinking about a whole year, it doesn't sound like a lot. But when that's 16 weekends, it actually takes quite a bit of time. And I'm only taking one wedding a weekend next year. So that then fills time quicker. I think I've got one or two weekend dates per month now. I was adding it up the other day, and I think we're roughly on that. Winter months are a little bit quieter, so if you're planning a winter wedding, there's more likely to be availability. But yeah, I do still have weekend dates left, but they're going quite quick. The inquiries are coming in thick and fast, which I'm very excited about.
Well, yeah, of course. I've got two questions in my head. Well, I'm going to come back to. I'll tell you what, but I mean. Because your social media is a huge part of your business. If you can't show off your skills on Instagram and Facebook, then you're doing something wrong. But is it a place that people just get in touch with you through Instagram? That must be a really good sort of generator of opportunities for you.
Yeah, definitely. I don't limit inquiries just to my emails or website or anything. And I know that is quite an effective way to do it so that we're not missing messages, but I just find it so I want it to be so quick and easy for people to get in touch with me. They want to pop me an Instagram message about their wedding and that's absolutely fine. I don't need them to email me. I will get back to them on there because it's quick and it's simple. And I want, like it says in my brochure, that I want everything to be as simple and chilled out for that couple as possible because I'm a chilled out person. I like to be chilled out. I like to be laid back. My husband will probably tell you different, but I do like that. So I want it to be chilled out for the couple. And so if that means ease of just messaging me on Instagram, that's fine. Like get in touch with me and I will get in touch. I'll get in touch back as soon as I can. And that usually tends to be within a couple of hours. But yeah, it's such a brilliant platform for that. It might be like they've seen a story of mine that I've put on and you just reply to the story. It's just mega, mega quick and it's easy for people.
And you were talking about being sort of booked up for next year. And I'm assuming like probably most people in this industry, this year has been a little bit of madness because everyone's been filling the boots from the stuff that was cancelled for the last 2 years. But of course, what I think that people don't realize is the amount of time that you need to spend on editing and sifting through the thousands of images that you take through the day. So talk to us about then that process of you will take thousands through the day. And how do you sift through them? And what do you then present to the end couple? Do you give them 4,000 pictures or is it a selection? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I don't think people do realize this, that it takes such a long time to go through them all. So first thing is my backup process as well, which I should mention.
Because
I like desperately want to make sure those images are safe for any reason at all. So I back up on the day as soon as I get home. I back up the photos. So I'll take, like I did a wedding the other day and I took 2,400 photos. So I'll back up those photos onto two hard drives. Then I put the cards and the hard drives into a fireproof safe in my house, just in case. So they're all nice and safe. And then over the next day, probably the day after, I will go through. So I, within 48 hours, I go through the photos and I pick out between 10 and 20, 15, 20, that sort of amount, photos to send as a preview. So I'll edit those little, just that little cluster of photos, send those over so that if the bride and groom want to use those photos to announce that they've just got married or anything like that, or, they can use those. And then within 4 to 6 weeks, I will get that gallery edited. You have to cull through it all. So I delete the ones that aren't right, keep all the other ones, then go through and edit them. Then you've got to make these fine little touches. So you'll go through and edit them to start with, and then you'll spot something that's really annoying and you'll change it. And those little, like, say if in group photos, grandma's not looking, grandma's got a grump on and she's looking over there. So then you'll have to swap her face with a different photo or things like that, you know. So there's lots of little tweaks that you have to make after. And then they go into a online gallery, which is, they have a password and a download pin and everything like that. So it comes through on an email. They can then view their gallery, all private to them, and download the photos. There's usually, with a full day, a big full day wedding, usually about 700. Wow. If it was a really busy wedding. So this depends on like how much there is going on the wedding day as well. Because if it's quite a simple wedding and there's it's quite laid back and there's not a lot going on, or if it's a small wedding and there's not a lot of guests, then there's not going to be a lot of photos. There's not going to be as many photos. Whereas if it's a really full jam-packed wedding and there's all sorts going on, then you're going to end up with more photos. Second shooters are also a big thing. So if you're looking for more photos and more angles, I can only be in one place at once. I only have one set of eyes. So a second shooter can be that second set of eyes, and they can go and get, while I'm doing group photos, they can go and get some photos of your guests mixing and having a drink and that sort of thing. And we can also get both partners getting ready in the morning. So that then adds and builds up your gallery. But yeah.
What's your favourite bit of a ceremony then, or the day? This is my time. I know exactly what's kind of going to be happening. What's your favourite bit to shoot of the actual day?
So I, like I said before, I always get goosebumps on that first kiss. It's just every single time when they say you are now husband and wife, or you're now wife and wife, whatever it is, I honestly, goosebumps every time. I get so excited. But I think my favourite bit to shoot is the portraits, because that's when I take the couple off by themselves, and I don't take them off for long. I'll only take them for like 20 minutes. Might do that once or twice during a day, depending on light and things like that. But literally about 20 minutes at a time, so that it's really non-interruptive and all of that. But I love doing those, because that's when you get creative. That's when you get, and it's when you see the couple chilling and relaxing and having that special bit of time together is lovely. But like, we can just make, I think that's when my style comes through, because you can make those really lovely, warm, romantic, creative shots in that time. So that's definitely, I like get really excited about that time.
A two-part question now, and it's going to be my last couple of questions for you. The first is, where does the name come from? And second of all, what does the future look like?
Okay, so the name Orange Ivy comes from, it took me a long time thinking of what I wanted to call it, and I wanted it to be something different that people would remember. So formerly I was picturesque photography, and I remember one lady saying to me, what was your photography business called again? She said, I remember that it had a Q in it, but I couldn't remember what it was. I was like, oh, so that's good, people are remembering. So I wanted it to be something individual, and I wanted to make sure that there's nobody else out there with that name as well. So orange is my favourite colour, and because it's really nice and warm, which then reflects the style of my work. And ivy, because I really got into podcasts about photography business, creative business and all of that. And as I was listening to them and as I was going over the ideas for my business and the opportunities that I had and what I could be doing, it felt like my imagination with it and my goals were just growing and growing. They were just getting more and more. And that was ivy to me. That was the ivy. They were all growing and it was spreading and it was getting bigger and taking over. And it felt more achievable, you know. So then orange ivy.
And that leads on to the future then, doesn't it? Growing and doing more.
It does, definitely. The ivy keeps growing. I'm really excited about the future. I think so this year I booked about, in the end, I think I booked about 15 or 16 weddings because I had a few last minute ones. My aim was 10. My goal was 10. Right. So I was really excited that I got those last minute bookings. Brilliant. And I got over that. And then next year, my goal is to double it. So my goal is 20. And I'm only about 4 away from that at the moment. So it's going to keep building, and I'm hoping to keep doing that. I'm hoping each year I'm going to make my goal a little bit bigger. And like, I'm never going to stop learning with it either. Like,
no, of course.
It's just going to keep going, and there's always going to be new things I'm going to learn and new people that I shoot with and suppliers that I shoot with that teach me new things and new couples with new ideas. But yeah, I want to keep growing it. I want to go full time. So reduce massively my hours from the other part-time job, and make this my main job. And I want to eventually, and I always say this is a really long-term goal because I'm not looking at doing this in the next couple of years, but I'd really like to start up a wedding magazine.
Interesting.
Or a blog.
Okay, all right.
I've always liked writing. And like I say, I've always been creative. So I think I can do that pretty well, creative writing. So I'd love to just like bring all these different ideas together and help to support suppliers and write about them and see all these different love stories. So I think eventually I'd like to do that. But I'm not sure how far in the future that will be.
Well, dream it and believe it. That's what I say. Dream, believe, achieve. We know it's happened. It will happen with your ambition. So very last question, because I'm going to get thrown out of this studio in about 3 minutes. Where can people go to find out more about you?
Yes. So I've got my website, www.orangeivyphotography.com. I am on Instagram at orangeivyphotography. I'm also on Facebook, but Instagram is where you'll find me most. And if you want to email me, it's abi@orangeivyphotography.com.
Love that. Abby, I am going to say thank you. What I am going to say is we play this interview out with a video normally. We're going to do the same today just to show off the talents of what we do. But actually this week it's your talents as well in some ways, because it is the video that was shot at Fault and Not. That we play out. So we're playing out. So if you want to know kind of who was involved in the absolute organizing of this shoot of the video that you're just about to see, it was all your idea, Abby. So that shoot, you will see that dress on this next video. So Abby, thank you so much for spending half an hour with us. We genuinely appreciate it. If anybody who's watching this has missed it, you've caught up now and you want to see more of it, it will be on our YouTube. It'll be on a podcast on Spotify. Tomorrow it gets uploaded, and we'll put clips out all next week on LinkedIn and Facebook, where we're popular on LinkedIn, would you believe? Abby, thank you very, very much for joining me. I genuinely appreciate it. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely.
Thank you. Have a good day. See you soon, everybody. And we'll play you out with a video.
Today, you are holding the hands of your best friend, young and strong and full of love for you, as you promise to love each other forever. These are the hands that will love you. These are the hands that will hold you and comfort you through the years. These are the hands that will give you encouragement and support. These are the hands that you will each work with, create with, and use to build your life together. Congratulations, you're now married. You may kiss.